Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp. This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team, with the snitches from the show and they saluting the name. Underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. UGS for life, for you busters that don't know. I'm down with Praise and Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. That's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion. You can hear Prayer's voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh. Pittsburgh Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at their door in bandanas. For screaming real hip hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, y'all are back to back. Take aim at the lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay him, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking.
Smash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question Scott be asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast him. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Episode 364 of Murder Master Music Show. Only UGSforlife.com. We got a guest who's been on the show quite a few times, man. This guy's a legend, straight out of Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to bring him on in a second, the homie DJ Zerk. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out everybody over at the Murder Master Music Show. You know what I'm saying? The homie Brandon, a.k.a. Pittsburgh Patrick, doing his thing, Sinister. Of course, my co-host, Mac J. Scratch LDP, everybody doing their thing. I also want to shout out to Princess for the heavy promo. She's been pushing the hell out of the show with Zerk. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, her significant other, the one and only DJ Cree, is going to be on this Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Coming up, you know what I'm saying? With the show with TC. So be on the lookout for that. But, yeah, we got a few classics on deck we're going to play tonight. You know what I'm saying? Some Zerk classics. But without further ado, let's bring him on, man, right now. Enough of me talking. You want to hear from him, don't you? What's up, Zerk?
Hey, what's up, partner? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. It's an honor to welcome you back to the show. You been all right?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm great. I'm blessed.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You were just recently honored. Man, uh-huh. Tell everybody about that, man. That's a huge thing, man. Congratulations, too.
Man, appreciate it, man. It was a blessing just to get the living legend. You know what I'm saying? It was like, man, unbelievable, you know. And then to see my girl, Lil Chet, and then she got, I don't know if it was Icon or Female or something, Queen of Memphis or something. But, man, it was great just to see, you know what I'm saying, everybody respond, you know, and you know, just receiving that reward, man, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, it was great to get, man.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And well-deserved, too. It's good to be recognized, you know what I'm saying, for your accomplishments.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Especially someone like yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because Memphis, you're known all around the world. You know what I'm saying? People,
uh-huh.
Everyone knows about Lock 'em in the Trunk, Too Thick. But I still
uh-huh.
feel, you know, as a fan of yours, I feel like you didn't fully get your props. You kind of feel that way, Zerk?
Well, man, it's like hidden props in so many ways. It's just like this guy produced for Juicy J. Man, he just called me up out the blue. You know what I'm saying? And it was like how much he respected me and all this. And, you know, he was like, he produced for Juicy J. But, you know, and then to hear him say, he said, man, when I first met Juicy J, you know what Juicy J told me? I'm like, what? He said, man, go listen to DJ Squeaky and DJ Zerk. And I'm like, that came out of his mouth? He was like, yeah. So he studied, you know what I'm saying? And I think he did some stuff for Project Pat and stuff. But to get that kind of, you know, response from people, man, it's like, man, I'm blessed. You know, it's like, it's wonderful.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm glad
yeah.
I'm glad you at least feel that way, man, because it's good to know, you know what I'm saying, that the work paid off and people,
right.
You know what I'm saying, people bumping your music today, and they're ready for more music, man. What do you got on deck?
What I got on deck that's coming, I got a Lock 'Em in the Trunk series that's coming, and it's going to be distributed by, there's a company called Def Jam Memphis that is in Memphis. They is a part of Def Jam, and they got Universal Distribution, and I got the Greatest Hits for the Get Ready to Come. Man, I got quite a few things that I really already recorded that I'm really actually, the timing is something, man. You know what I'm saying? And we have to find the timing. That's how artists hit, when they find that right timing. But who know what the timing? You know, you just got to keep on working until that time.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. I tell you what, it's a good thing to hear that, man. Def Jam Memphis. That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. I remember a time, and I know you remember a time, when there was no industry in Memphis. You guys had to go to, you know, Bomb.
True.
You had to go to Texas. Pat went to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't there,
true.
Man. How does it make you feel after all these years to see the industry there now?
Well, the industry still ain't here now. Our industry really is in everybody else. You know, it's in people parts of, I'm going to tell you, parts of Atlanta, Florida, and Texas. When I was coming up, and I met Pimp C and Bun B, the two difference with us that they played more live music, and we did more sample and raw bass. You know, I was supposed to sign with Bun B a long time ago when they did the Pocket Full of Stones. Me and Bun B kept in contact, but with their contract situations, it never happened. But me and Bun B stayed in contact, and with our music and why Memphis and Texas related at that time before even Atlanta is because our music was slow tempo. They screwed, and what we did, we just slowed our tempo down.
Yeah. And if you would have signed with them, that could have been a big game changer right there, too, because we know Teal was signed with them. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Mike, they did a lot of things with you know, Memphis, of course,
right.
Paul MJG. Now,
true.
What if you would have signed with them, man? How close were you to signing with them?
I was very close. I was just a simple fact that I was selling so many tapes myself, I looked at it, wasn't no need for me to, because, see, they were signed. I wasn't signed at the time. So it wasn't no, if I'm selling thousands of tapes myself, why would I sign with somebody at that time? It's like I explained to people, me and DJ Squeaky and the family had a bidding war at the time. And we had a deal before Master P got the deal. It's just that things happened between me and Squeaky that never, that it didn't go through. But we were selling so many tapes at the time, we were like, we was our own company. So we didn't, things didn't happen the way we wanted to happen. That's why you hear the DJ Pauls, you hear, I'm going to say the Tommy Rice, the Project Pats, and all them before us. That's why, me and Squeaker Sauce don't, that's why we feel like we don't get that respect, because we didn't accept the opportunities that was there in front of us at first. So once we led that path and we opened that railroad up, other people went through. So, Memphis music grew, We couldn't stop it. DJ Paul told me like this, and this is why I respected him. He said, man, I'm a fan of your music. He said, Zerk, you know, he said, Zerk, you not going to stop nobody from being a fan of your music or being influenced by you. And he said, he said, you just wait. Just listen to the music. You think that what they doing now? He said, you just wait. Man, you're going to hear lots more. And it chills me out. I sit back and I say, wow. You know, I say, wow. How, you know, we influence people with that style. Like the chop style, me and Squeaky was doing that before they was even doing it. We were chopping samples up. The SD-12 wouldn't let us take a whole sample and let it play out. So what we had to do, we had to chop them samples. Now look at today.
It's like, wow.
You know, Miss, we can sit back and y'all don't know what we talk about. And we'll sit back and we're like, look at it now, man. Just look at it. But we never thought it would ever be this way. I mean, we never thought that, man. We just never thought it would be when at them times when me and Squeaky was coming up, we were living by the old school rules. And see, that's why I explained to Paul that if you took something from me, it was war. We didn't look at it that you was influenced by me. You can't take my style. You know, and that's what me and Squeaky thought at that point, that you can't take our style. But, man, we didn't never know it was going to be like this, man, that it, other people. When I was coming up and I was rapping, it was quite a few rappers out there, but it wasn't many. And them fans that were listening to us and watching us, they became rappers. So that's why everybody say, what happened to the fans? You know what I'm saying? Most of the fans became the rappers.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you guys, it's like you guys planted the seeds and it grew, but, you know, they're popping up everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
And some of them are phenomenal. I'm sure you've heard. But then some of them, like, need to really stop fucking with the music, period. You know what I mean?
Man.
Because you know what that does? Like, when you suck and you make music, it fucks it up for the talented ones because you got to filter through so much bullshit to find that heat. You know what I mean? And a lot of times the heat gets buried, you know what I'm saying, to the point to where nobody even knows about it. So, yeah, man, that's real shit, man. There's motherfuckers popping up everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Off the devil shit.
Right.
Look at the devil shit. Everybody's wanting to do the devil shit. You know what I'm saying?
But see, the devil shit is not commercial. So they not going to invest that money. Or whenever you hear Drake or you ever hear these commercials, all that stuff is just cut up and just watered down. They not speaking no real truth. But when you go back to the hood, like you say, and stuff like that, the real stuff, it's like it's too much or something for people. Commercialism is already set at a standard that is so high that, you know, it ran by money. It's money driven. You know, it's money just driven. You know, I looked at Amigos video for the first time on one of their songs. I really never even watched them or even know a song, and somebody playing a video, man, it was so wet that it did not even make no sense to me. But it was money driven.
Yeah. They put a lot of money into that crap.
They put a lot of money into that. Right. Yeah. True. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. That stupid Panda song. It's like, what in the fuck? And you look at it, it's got 600 million or whatever, how many million views. It's like, holy shit. You know what I'm saying? Back in my day,
I know
that sounds like an old man, but back in my day, we wouldn't give that no fucking play at all. We'd be like, what the fuck?
I know.
Get this shit out of here. You know? But some people love it, man.
And I'm going to tell you, I talked to what's the producer name from Atlanta that produced their music at first? The producer that produced their music at first, the little short guy. I can't even think of his name. This is what he told me, the guy from Atlanta. I swear to God, this is what he told me. He said how Migos got that style. He said, man, he ain't listening to Skinny Pimp. I swear to God, man, we was eating at the table on Beale Street in Memphis. His name gonna come to me in a minute. And he was like, Amigos couldn't rap. I swear to God, that's what he told me. Because he was like, Zerk, I mean, I was surprised. He was like, Zerk, how you feel that these people are stealing, you know, taking your style and taking Memphis? And but he was like, Amigos, actually, he didn't say Lord Infamous. He said they got their style from Skinny Pimp. He said once he taught them that style, because what they do, they more freestyle now on the mic. They don't write. That's why it's so watered down. They don't write. They just do it from bar to bar. They record from bar to bar. He said he was used to try to get them to hurry up and record because he didn't have time to sit there all day. So he said once he gave them a rhythm, a Skinny Pimp style, this is what he told me. Once he gave them a rhythm of Skinny Pimp style, he said they went on from there. It was just an idea. And you were like, man, they went on from there. I'm like, wow. Zaytoven. That's who it was, Zaytoven. And it was a couple more of his producers that was there. And, man, I'm like, serious? He said Player Fly was, when he came from California, he said Player Fly was one of his first artists that he heard from, you know, that he heard from Memphis, and it influenced him to do the Memphis style. And I'm like, man, I'm just sitting up there like blown away, you know, like serious, like serious, straight up. That's the way it is, you know. Man, I was like, wow, man. Yep.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Zerk. Well, I'll tell you what, for the people, you know, we got people on the line. We're going to bring a few of them on in here in a minute.
Okay.
So let's give everybody tuning in a taste of what you brought to the table, you know what I'm saying, back
okay.
in the day. This is a lock in the trunk, man. Why don't you intro this classic for us?
All right. This DJ Zerk produced by DJ Zerk and DJ Squeaky. You're now for the listen to Lock 'em in the Trunk, the original. Yeah.
Of the city. suckers violate my pimp. They be popping them in the steamer trunk. Messing gas and seats the front. Remain of self suppression from the dark. I'm in the garbage dump. Ran up in the bank, took a stack from the crack attack. Pass from my face, put the dick through the boy back. Drop it out the throat, don't you know that I keep you deep. Don't turn them down, just give me out of these.
If you ain't hear that, man, you're missing out.
And you know, so let me tell y'all something. And y'all listen to that bass line. That was one of the first time bass line with a bass that ever been playing with the boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? How me and Squeaky actually
like that at the time, for sure.
Right. How me and Squeaky created that was that we were wanted, you know, everybody was playing live music at the time. So we were like, well, we'll just play it like a real bass line, you know. So that's actually how that came about. And Squeaky, he was like, I mean, in the early 90s, he was like, man, you hear everybody bass line? Man, man, Squeaky didn't like nobody. I put Squeaky on the phone. He'll tell you, he didn't like nobody because he knew when we opened them doors up that everybody was following. We gave the whole Memphis scene straight up. We gave the whole Memphis scene something to go by. Memphis didn't know. When me and Squeaky was coming up, it was a war against real hip-hop, New York hip-hop, and a war against South music. It was a real war here in Memphis because they didn't want Memphis to be, like, negative like that. But that's how I got banned for all the radio stations, and the chief of police wanted to charge me and all that stuff, you know, because people was really getting locked in the trunk. You look at the murder rate in 1993, I increased the murder rate in 1993, and they wanted to charge me for the murders. I went on TV and everything, huh?
They actually, the cops, I mean, this is horrible that they did this to you because your music is a form of artistic expression. So they took your music
right
and basically tried to blame you for the murder rate in Memphis at that time?
Yeah, they had to try to blame me for it.
Wow.
I had to go on live TV and tell people it ain't really nothing but a song and all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, man, serious, and that's just the way it was, just because the politics got involved in it. And but they were serious locking people in the trunk, man. I mean, they really was. But, it wasn't my fault. Hey, they had it on TV before I even rapped it.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're making a song. You're doing music. Just like, you know, Eshawn back in the day, a couple kids committed suicide listening to one of his tapes. They tried to blame it on him. Gangsta Nip had
right
a song about killing cops, and they try to blame it on him.
Yeah.
Like, come on, that shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody's weak-minded enough to kill somebody over a song, they were going to kill
right
somebody anyway. It might not have been a song now. It might have been a fucking a candy bar later. Who knows? But it's crazy, man. It's fucking nuts.
But see, lock them in the trunk wasn't really well, I'm going to put it like this. Lock 'em in the Trunk was a response song to people that were stealing my music at the time. And that's how I came about with Lock 'em in the Trunk, because that's what we felt like that we was going to do if we seen them or we caught them anywhere. That's what we felt like that we was going to do. I mean, we was definitely real. I mean, we was hood. Me and Squeaky didn't ever expect for this music to blow up like the way it did. And how we came about that song, we was mad at a couple of rappers and producers. And we really wanted to lock their ass in the trunk at the fucking time. And that's how that song came about. We just didn't mention no name. I say, listen to my verse. I said three guys that we actually wanted to really do this to. I mean, we were very serious. I mean, it was wars. People don't know, man. I ain't going to say no rapper name because, you know, we like Everybody now, I respect, and I, after Paul said that, I had to realize that, you know, my music did to people. So, you know, we really did want to do things to people, man, that, well, that's how Anna for Your Hoes and all that stuff came up, because it was real Anna. And matter of fact, I want to state this out here. I was the first one to actually come up with the word Anna. Then nobody
and
knew.
Yeah,
and,
That was
in the 90s. '91 to '92 is actually when me and Squeaky started popping off when we did Looking for the Tune.
Yeah, because I remember we got that song with you and Radical T,
right?
You know, straight
uh-huh.
from the South, and then of
right.
course you got the
right.
one, Anna Make This World Go Round too. That's another classic
right.
With Titan.
And then I did produce 8-Ball, Lyrics of a Pimp, and that 1 to the motherfucking 2 to the motherfucking 3. You know what I'm saying? They album that it was a tape back then. I co-produced with along with Psycho and 8-Ball. All of us was a family at OTS at that time. So all of us kind of produced all them songs. You go back, listen to the 8-Ball. Everybody seemed like they made remixes of what I was a part of. It's just like the Skinny Pimp, the Hearst Village Al Capone, and it's the Skinny Pimp, Walking with a Gang. Everybody think that stuff was actually produced by DJ Paul, but it was produced by DJ Zerk and DJ Squeaky. DJ Zerk and
yeah.
DJ Squeaky, well, I'm going to put it like this. Skinny found me. You know, he found me. And we met up in the men's restroom at Studio G. And when he bumped for me, him at 211, I took Skinny Pimp. Just before he was famous, Skinny Pimp said he went all over Memphis, actually when nobody fucked with him. But when I gave him a chance, and me and Squeaky gave, made him into what he is now, or was, or however y'all want to put it, he was the best at that time. Just before Paul was even scratching, or Juicy J was even scratching the surface. That's why
This is the early stage when it was birthed.
8-Ball and MJG, they stuff was, with Suave House, was about pimps. It was different
yeah.
type of music. At that time, we came out right behind 8-Ball, and it wasn't no Project Pat and none of these guys. You know, that's why I look at it, and I'll be like, it kind of makes me mad in so many ways. It's because them guys don't, it's some that really do give me, and me and Squeaker, our props and still fuck with us today. But get the truth out, you know what I'm saying? It's like everybody want to be known to really get that truth out. You know, Al Capone is a brother of mine, but you listen to his music back then, it wasn't like me and Squeakers. You listen to SMK music, it wasn't really like me and DJ Squeakers. These guys that kind of was doing it at the time, you know what I'm saying, me and Squeakers. But when me and Squeakers stormed through, it was like everybody ducked for cover. You know, man, I mean, that's just the way it was. We outsold everybody at that time. So that's why I say it wasn't even me and Bun B used to call me. It's like it wasn't no, in a way, it wasn't no need. It's because, shit, I was making more money than they were at the time. You know what I'm saying? Selling tapes. And, you know, I wish I would have did it in so many ways, because what happened in my career, in which, you know, nobody just, me and Squeaky know what happened, you know. But nobody else really know what happened. That would lead to DJ Paul was the next best thing to Squeaky. It's because what DJ Paul was producing was DJ Squeaky music. So when DJ Squeaky vanished from Memphis, it was hard for me to get out the music at that time, you know, because the studios at the time of Memphis were more like blues studio, where nobody, that's why we had to record on 4-tracks and shit, because Memphis wasn't even, man, you can go to Atlanta, I used to go to Nashville, and they was digital still at that time. Memphis, man, it was real ugly, real to real, in a blues studio, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With nobody.
Just a bare essentials
Right.
Zerk, you guys made it work.
Yeah, we did. No, we did, man. Yeah. You know, I mean, we really did. Yep.
A lot of hits came out of it. Let's bring on a caller for you, Zerk. This
okay.
Lord Sinister out of France, man. How you doing, Sin?
Yeah, hi. This is Sinister from France. Yes, hi. Hi, Scott. Hi, Zerk, legendary. yeah. Can you tell us about the track Too Sick in 93? And also, you'll be a pioneer of that Get Buck sound in Memphis. So even before Paul, you know. Tell us also about the Memphis pioneers as DJ Sound, or Lil Green, Blackout, and Spanish
yeah.
Cry, or Puddy Tony.
Yeah.
They paved the way
yeah.
for DJ Paul and Tristic Mafia way before them. Can you tell us about the song Too Sick? And also about
right.
the Memphis pioneer DJs, like, you know.
Right. But you know who really set the way? Who really set the way was Spanish Fly. And that's what I'm telling everybody. Everybody else was after. Once style was found, everybody else was after. But everybody that you said, I do give props to. Mr. Ski is not just an old artist from back then, but Mr. Ski, he is raw. That's talent. I love Ski, you know what I'm saying? Because he got that old school, and everybody think he old school, but Mr. Ski is really a new school. DJ Sound, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Man, that's much love to DJ Sound because DJ Sound give me much props. Once we set the standards for that sound, everybody just, man, it was like, man, a hurricane coming through because we had the stereo stores buying it. Everybody, I mean, if Memphis was Memphis at that time. We didn't play Atlanta. Only reason why people got a herd of Texas stuff is because me and Squeaky was DJing it at the club. That's the only reason why people was getting a taste of Texas, you know.
Yeah.
And Squeaky, I'm going to tell you the truth. Squeaky used to be like this. Swear to God. Me and Squeaky at the time at the Spanish Fly. Once Spanish Fly kind of died down, me and Squeaky just flew through. And Spanish Fly used to come over our house before he did Smoking Onions and all that. He was kind of learning off us. He had a different type of style. And that's what I'm telling. I was saying Memphis was diverse at the time. You had New York style and you had the gangster, you know,
yeah.
at that time. But once, go ahead.
Do you know why? Do you know why Memphis did, you know, this devil shit? How it starts? Who started, in fact, really? And why this town? Do you know where it's come from? You know, why Memphis?
Oh.
Is the only town who sound like Memphis now?
Man, little white
well. So high hats, did get the part and all that. You started all
right. You said who started all, or I can
yeah.
tell you what I thought
who
what you said. Well, I'm gonna tell you. You want me to tell you the truth? I tell everybody the truth. You know, because me and Squeaky influence Texas actually really started. But see, this is what me and Squeaky. I'm gonna put it down to all y'all. Okay, Texas really just actually started the devil shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, we were sort of feeding from the man, them Texas guys down there. I want to name all of them, but you know what I'm saying? That's where the Triple Six Mafia name really came from. They took a name from another group in Texas. But let me tell you, this is what me and Squeaky did. You couldn't play it in the clubs. So what locked them in the trunk was, I can do that type of music and make you juke to it. You see what I'm saying? We took all them little formulas and we put it together, you know what I'm saying? But not just taking their style because we was part of the devil shit too. That I don't know what about the devil shit because it was in our music. And that's why I trip out music today because most Atlanta music is dark. You know, but the thing about it, how can I get in the club and sell it? So that's how Lock 'Em in the Trunk brought about. Lock 'Em in the Trunk was really actually, besides Dirty Hoes, was the actually groundbreaker of that type of music. I'm going to do some, goddamn it, just eat your head or something, and then I'm going to make you bump to it. And that was wrong with what was wrong with Texas music in so many ways because you couldn't play it in the clubs. We tried, but you couldn't just play it in the club. So we took that bass and we wang. Every song, each one of our songs back then had bass in it. Bass from a New York style, from a guy from New York, they wouldn't even listen to it because it had that long bass and we were gonna blow your shit. We were going to blow your speakers and make you go back to the stereo store and get some 15s in work. You were going to get some motherfucking 18. You know, you were going to get something to handle it. So that's what we did, man. We just put some bass to it, kept it clubs, and you was going to dance to it. So that's how everything really actually came about.
Well, we had Lord Infamous on the show before he passed. Rest in peace, Lord Infamous. And he said that Gangsta Nip was a huge influence to him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, right. True. You're right. You're on point. Yeah, he was. But we was ones that was, me and Squeaky was DJing at the club. So we was bringing, that's how we actually started, because we were helping UGK get money back then. And, you know, UGK came to Club Memphis, you know. And we brought them in Memphis to perform, but it was like, you know, we have any people making music and they ain't really showing their love back. So that's how we really actually started creating our own, because me and Squeaker was the main DJs at that time. So we had an audience. So that's how things started growing. And DJ Paul used to be in Club Memphis. I don't think he did no joking or nothing, but he came there a couple of times because I used to wonder who was the little dude in a grown folks club with a doll on his hand. And I used to be like, man, I don't know who that character was before I knew that he was DJ Paul. They used to actually be at the club listening to our music. So that's how everything fed off. And for you saying Lil White, man, one of the coldest white boy rappers I know. I love Lil White because he respect, you know what I'm saying? And, man, that's all you can ask for. He know everybody actually know where he was born, but they really, that's why I trip off people. When people be talking that shit on the internet, I sit back and I say, y'all just don't even know. Because you had to live it. If you didn't live it, you don't know shit about it. I mean, you don't know nothing about it. Only thing you probably got it from is Tom, and Tom got it from Dick or some motherfucking shit. And only thing you can't do is speak about it. But I know the truth. Squeaky know the truth. You said Paul actually know the truth. Juicy J know the truth. We actually know the truth. Before it was DJ Paul and Juicy J, DJ Zerk and DJ Squeaky. Why everything got to be the way that we build it? And you just come right behind and do the same thing that we're doing. Tainaman came from another hood. Primo came from another hood. Buckshot came from another hood. Project Players came from another hood. So you just going to follow every fucking footstep that we do. You know what I mean? It was wide open at that time. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, you know what I'm saying? You guys were doing it. Like you said, you're making a lot of noise and everything. But and that's why we have this platform, so people like yourself can tell that story, man. I really commend you for doing that. I'm going to bring on a couple callers there. This is
okay.
This is homie Marcel out of ATL. What's up, Marcel,
okay.
Underground Savior? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. I miss a lot of y'all calls because I fell asleep early and stuff. I got called back to my old job at Emory, so I was off today. So, yeah, I can't miss this. What's up, Zert?
Hey, what's up, partner? How you doing?
Hey, nothing. I got to give a shout out and thank you for making the music and influence Atlanta for the stuff. Yeah, we got to give y'all credit too, man. You know, even though today young generation is horrible right now.
I know.
Oh yeah, one question.
right.
I still can't find that interview you and I don't know who else were with you on Jerry Springer, one you were just talking about.
That was Kilo G.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Still can't find that video. I mean, that video on the internet. I don't know. Y'all recorded? Y'all going to put it up yet?
Oh, man, I've been trying to find it myself. It was one guy that had it, and he got killed. And, man, I ain't. Yeah, man, he's the only one. Kilo gave him a videotape of it, and he the only person that had it. And I've been trying to look and find it, man. You know what I'm saying? Kilo G, our whole thing was ahead of his time, you know, because he was on Jerry Springer before Jerry Springer got wild. It's like Jerry Springer took that idea from him. Man, serious, man. Kilo, my guy, you know what you're talking about. Whatever this is on the phone, he know what he's talking about because he's seen it. He's seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Ahead. Shout out to you, Marcel. I appreciate you calling in and always supporting the show, man.
Hold on, brother. You got any more questions?
Got any more questions? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all got it. What's the next video y'all gonna shoot?
You say what?
The next video, music video. Y'all, right now, everybody can shoot videos now. You don't even need a high budget. You can use your camera phone or you can buy a drone or anything. Like, what music video you want to really do for Memphis?
Well, I'm going to try to do something that came from my old, you know what I'm saying, type of junk. But, man, I'm just sticking to the strip, you know what I'm saying, and just going, you know, some reason you can't rewrite what's going on right now anyhow. And, you know, that's why I do certain things because the things that I did is already history, so I don't want to break or hurt that history. But I got some new stuff that's going to get ready to come. So another clothing line I'm going to get ready to drop. I got a lot of music going to get ready to come, man. And, you know, I'm working with Lil Wife, Frazier Boy, Al Capone, DJ Squeaky. We should get ready to drop like a legend tape. You know, everything is right now in the making and being recorded. So, I mean, man, just keep waiting, man. It's coming. Thing about Memphis, we ain't going to stop because, man, I mean, we've been living it, man. We done just seen it. Right?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. I'm gonna bring on another caller with us. We got this Chad Blunt out of Memphis. What's up, Chad?
Oh wow. Chad
Blunt is motherfucker. DJ Zerk. I got mad love for you, my nigga. You my guy.
Man.
Been bumming you for years.
Man.
Hey, turn your radio down, homie.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something, man. He said turn your radio. Hey, man, I'm serious, man. I was with this guy one day, and, you know, he was a young cat, and I was playing all my old shit, right? And the man said, man, Future still y'all style. You know what I'm saying? With the pauses and shit. I mean, he was very serious. I just looked at him, I just smiled, because you can hear it. Man,
I've been bumping you,
you
for years, man. I've been bumping you for years, man. You like a legend to me. Like, Every since I was 5 years old, I've been bumping your shit. I grew up on that. Young nigga. I'm like, damn. Everybody, you a fan of this shit. I am. So, I just got much love for you. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it,
can I ask you a question, sir? You think I'm whack? Do you think I'm whack?
Hell no. You know, one reason why I do love you is because you ain't doing what everybody else is doing. You know, you could put some auto-tune. The stuff I heard, I don't think I heard any auto-tune. Or, you know, you can do with some. You doing Memphis. And that what Memphis has to be is Memphis. Because I learned from Atlanta, a guy. You know, I'm not knocking Atlanta. I love Atlanta and what they done elevated with the technology, with the beat style. You know what I'm saying? But the guy from Atlanta, like, nigga, shit, y'all niggas the shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wow, you know, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah. I just wanted to call and just show you my love,
right,
man. Cause
appreciate it.
You that
appreciate
nigga, sir. You are that nigga.
Hey.
For real.
Hey, man, appreciate it, Chad. You will too, man. Just keep working hard at it, man. And, you know, everything going to come to life. Just be
man,
patient
appreciate
and
you,
keep
man.
On. Bit. That's a bit, bro. I'll holler at you, man.
All right, my guy.
Thanks
okay,
for calling,
Chad.
Stay in the line, brother.
All right.
Chad Blunt. That's a good name. Good last name right there. There's your last name. We got what another caller for you, sir.
Okay.
Area code 919. What's up? Who is this?
What up, Zert?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, it's your homeboy, Lil Tech, man.
Who?
Lil Tech.
What's up with you, boy? How you
what's
doing?
What's good with you? Hey,
man,
I figure I got to get you somehow, man. I just wanted to pay homage to a legend, homie.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, man. Much love. Yes,
you
sir.
Know, keep grinding out there, man. You know, we're supporting you over here on my side of the street, man. And, you know,
appreciate
you laid down the foundation for a lot of niggas out there in the M-Time, man, especially for me. You know, and a lot of artists like Gangsta Pat, Lil Tech, the T-Rocks, everything, man. So, I'm just online just giving you the salute.
Hey, man, T-Rock and them like my fam, man. I mean, DJ Cree, you know what I'm saying? And, man, they it's like family to me. You know, I represent what they represent. You know, I'm serious, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man, you know, I've been reaching out to you for a long time, homie.
I know, bro. I know. You still working? You still taking care of your business?
Oh, yeah, man. Still doing what I do, man. Still doing what I'm
doing, man. That's right.
Just taking that one hustle at a time, man.
Hey, that's all you can do, man. That's all. Yo.
Yeah, no, so. But I ain't going to hold your time up, man. I just wanted to salute a legend, homie.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Hey. Thanks, bro. I appreciate
Thanks
you.
Thanks for calling in, Lil Tech.
Yeah,
that's my home right there, man. You got
people all over the globe, man. You know what I'm saying? And, matter of fact, Omi from France wants to ask you another question here in a minute. It's 5 a.m. where he's at right now. That's dedication. You know what I mean? That's dedication.
Wow.
But let's give him this straight from the South, man, with you and Radical T, man. Tell us about this
one.
This one goes back ways. What's up
give,
with this
give
one?
You a little something. Man, you know, Radical T album was really actually on a different level. But you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's the one with A-Ball. I think Al Capone might be on that joint, I believe. You know, it's been so long ago. But, you know, Radical T, man, you know, big up to him, man. He the one gave me my chance to do a nationwide album at that time. I don't know how in hell old I was, but, you know, appreciate him. And Straight from the South, man, is really the dirty. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You can listen to that music, and then everybody go listen to me and DJ Squeaky. Because this one really actually was before. But listen to it, check it out. It's hard.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we'll be right back. We're going to close out this dope interview with DJ Zerk. Don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Right here on the Murder Man Music Show. UPS for life. All right.
A super deaf rapper with a mind for hard hits. A Memphis-bound brother dropping lines like a fish.
harder than the next, so don't miss one. Or else you're gonna get crucified. Cause a ball will always find a sucker who tries to hide. So don't attempt to try to step to me. Approaching the teeth is like committing a felony. A crowd will form when I start to rhyme. So many people at the drop of a dime. My word would tread off the top of my head. That's why I got women flocking at my bed.
Infinite, like never go to infinity.
My rhymes are so great, you think Einstein invented me. Dropping it with a ball. You better watch out, cause we're coming straight from the south.
And that beat just rise, man. It, you know what that reminds me of, Zerk? That reminds me of some iced tea stuff, man, like some drama.
Wow.
Power, you know what I'm saying? Some cold
wow.
shit right there.
Who Flash. Got that, man? I ain't even got that myself.
What the, that one? Man, I don't know. I think we had that on the board from last time you were on here,
wow.
if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that's an old jump right there, man.
I know,
it probably
man,
sells
I
for $300 on eBay or something.
Man, that junk. Oh, that's so dope, man. I ain't heard that since, man. How she had a jump with Al Capone on that. Oh, man, that was a classic, man. I mean, a classic album. So I'm going to give a shout out to Reggie Boylan on the strength, you know what I'm saying? So that's where that came from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Well, the homie Sin from France, he's got another question for you. We're going to bring him on.
Okay.
Sin, what's your other question? Let's see if Zerk can
yeah.
understand you. He's one out of two. Let's see if you get this one, Zerk. You got the 2 out of 3 championship. Come on, Sin, shoot it out.
Yeah. Again, can you tell us about the album Lock 'Em in the Trunk you did with Too Sick and the song Crazy Hypnotic Anthems like Life to Die, produced by Shotgun and Squeaky, and also To My Niggas, produced by Albert Perkins. Can you tell us about these two tracks who are very crazy? Get back sound.
Man, you wouldn't believe, man, actually what you said is how we felt, man. We didn't care if we were going to die that next day or that morning or whenever. So that's what I'm saying. That's how actually that music came about. Because, you know, it was like, with that Too Thick, it was war, you know what I'm saying? It was just war. We was, you know, we was mad at people, what they was doing. So that's how everything, I think that really brought out our best. It was that Too Thick, you know. So, you know, that all sums up, man. That album is a classic, you know. So, you know, it was more just a war type, you know, that we felt like that. Man, we was just going all out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I think about you talk about just before about the earlier producers. I think also about Psycho was really underrated also, and also
what you know about Psycho? Psycho.
Psycho was the genius producer also, and also about Scarface. Tell me, he did an unreleased track who called "The Devil Made Me Do It," and he never dropped it because his mother burned it. It was crazy shit at this time, the devil shit first.
But you wouldn't even believe Psycho was the main producer over that song you just heard with Radical T. He was one of the main producers at OTS Studios. OTS was led by Reginald Boylan. We had Gangsta Pat, Tila. He was with a group with a guy named Cody at the time, A-Ball and JD. Psycho was producer. I was a producer. Man, it was a lot of stuff, man. We spent many nights in that studio, like day and night, you know, coming up with albums and all that stuff, man. So there was so much history in that OTS building. And actually, at that time, I was bringing DJ Squeaky in. I mean, what the guy had really was a legacy because he really had the whole Memphis, so, I mean, sold up. So, you know,
Go ahead. Shoot out to Reginald Boylan. At this time, when 8-Ball MJG be called DOA
right.
at this time. DOA,
yeah.
it's the name.
Yeah. Actually, I believe that what they was called at first was D.O.A. See, people don't even know that DJ Squeaky was A-Ball and MJG producer and DJ at the time. But something happened between DJ Squeaky and 8-Ball them. They had dropped Squeaky. So when Squeaky was out there, me and Squeaky were becoming best friends at the time. So I picked DJ Squeaky up. I was with a whole nother group at that time, you know, where I was leaving on the strength at the time, because on the strength, everything just fell apart. So me and Squeaky was friends because I was bringing him, trying to get him up there. But see, him, 8-Ball MJG had a problem at the time, so I was slowly trying to bring him in. So that's when, really, actually, the truth, that's when everything really started happening, was after On the Strength broke down. That's when me and Squeaky went ahead and just said, we're just going to do our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and these times there were battles with 8-Ball, Squeaky, with Scarface, in this studio, all that, as the first. And against the bad, what's seen as LL Cool J at this time.
As a
pioneer, so. Right. Second level, all that. Sweet. Well, that's what's up, man. Sandy, you got any more questions for DJ Zerk?
Wow. Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on. You know, I appreciate you coming on, man. Always for friends, man. Hey, I bow down to you, bro.
Man. Shout out to Sandy.
Yeah.
He's always promoting the show, doing his thing. Also, shout out to everybody that called in. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the princess for promoting for us today.
Yes, sir. Princess. She's one of the best promoters. You know, we've been coming and working together, and man, it's about building. You know, I'm building the brand. You know, that's what I'm saying, telling y'all. I got a whole bunch of stuff. I'm dropping some old stuff even that I never even dropped before. I got some stuff that is going to come out on. You know, you're going to get the DJ Squeakers, the original, Kilo G, Tony Down, Buckshot. I got some more stuff that we never even released. So we watching for it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Can you tell us about the
get a few beats your features? What's the best way they can reach you?
You can hit me up at 901-825-2899. That's 901-825-2899. Or you can contact me at djzerk901@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Zerk. Always an honor to have you on the show. Before we go, though,
it's
I need a favor from you, because I never got this before.
Yes, sir.
I always forget to ask you. Man, can you give us a drop for the Murder Master Music Show?
Oh, yes, sir. This DJ motherfucking Zerk on the Murder Master Music Show. You did.
That's what I'm talking about, Zerk. Thank you, man. I really appreciate you.
Man, appreciate y'all. Always. Salute to y'all, man, and everybody that listen and tune in. You know, hey, take care of yourself.
Definitely, definitely. Memphis legend, you know what I'm saying, DJ
yes,
Zerk. One of the true pioneers, one of the true pioneers of the game. My hat's off to him. Salute to him. We look forward to having him on the show many more times in the future. You know what I'm saying? Go out and support everything he's doing. Make sure to cop that album that's coming out soon. You know what I'm saying? DJ Zerk, Memphis Icon, Greatest Hits, 1993. You know what I'm saying? That's dropping in March. Make sure you go cop that and support a guy who really helped put a lot of people on. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, set the bar high, man. A lot of people, you know, like you said, man, him and Squeaky made it possible for a lot of people to do what they do. So shout out to DJ Squeaky as well. And if you go back in our archive, you know what I'm saying, I forget what episode it was, man, just go to egsforlife.com. You're going to hear an episode with DJ Squeaky, with DJ Zerk called in. Two of them chopping it up, man. Some dope history right there for you. But, man, we're gonna play this track, man. We had the homie Klondike Cash. Since we were talking about Houston earlier, you know what I'm saying, he was just on the show the other day, and this is a banger. I'm telling you, you guys are going to love this shit. This is called Who Cat. Klondike Cat out of South Park Coalition, Houston, Texas. Don't go nowhere. Mm-hmm.
that sometimes. Haven't you? Haven't you?
First off, we're controlling the streets now. Klondike, controlling the beat now. Motherfuckers that piss me off, here come the cat who control the beast now. Got my soldiers ready, holding my gun steady. Chasing that fatty with the speed of a jetty. Throw a bomb through your house while I'm filling my belly. Chop a nigga ass like a plate of spaghetti. Mob style, ghetto stepchild. Breaking for a bitch, nigga, rep down. We gone with your nigga, use a pest now. You ain't inspiration, nigga, use a letdown. Get down, stay down, lay down, clown. Hit you with the Mac, put your play down. Clown like a pit when I scratch, use a greyhound, clown. Bitch niggas be quick to say I'm down. I don't trust them, hit them with the fofo. Then squeeze back on my trigger, then let go. Then get back to my trap to get modo. Cause I ain't got no love for no fake hoes. Striking like a Viking, stalking like a hoe. Get the whole key, nigga, that's how I vote. We up and get money, nigga, that's real talk. And if you ain't about it, motherfucker, you can walk. Come on.
Who keep them blocks bleeding? Cat. Who keep them hustlers working? Cat. Who got them stash houses? Cat. Who keep them guns from murking? Cat. Who got that hood status? Cat. Who make them respected, man? Cat. Who came to smash them lames? Cat. Rearrange and bless the game. Who keep them hustlers working? Who got them stash houses? Who keep them guns from working? Who got that hood status? Who make them respected, man? Who came to smash them lames? Rearrange and bless the game.
Ducking the fame and the glory. Heard a lot of my circles before me. Got a lot of pain in my story. Trying to escape living poorly. A lot of my soldiers before me died gory. Can't let it detour me. Set fire to the laboratory. I'ma put the grind down on every state line. My whole life, I'ma dedicate mine. Bright as the sun, this high nigga gon' shine. I am the one, I feel it, it's my time. And I'ma get it off, set it off, let it off. Fire all blow like a big volcano. Klondike cats, a warrior like Kano. Eat up the industry just like Jano. Vano, ain't no wrecking this G. I'm destined to be G-R-E-A-T. You better be a sinner if you're trying to fade me. You better be stiff and you better bring three. There better be G's and it better have a key to eliminate a real motherfucker like me. Standing on T-O-P till I D-I-E. Minamata's motherfucker say a B-Y-E.
Who keep them blocks bleeding? Cat. Who keep them hustlers working? Cat. Who got them stash houses? Cat. Who keep them guns from murking? Cat. Who got that hood status? Cat. Who make them respected, man? Cat. Who came to smash them lames? Cat. Rearrange and bless the game.
Yeah.
Who keep them blocks bleeding? Cat. Who keep them hustlers working? Cat. Who got them stash houses? Cat. Who keep them guns from murking? Cat. Who got that hood status? Cat. Who make them respected, man? Cat. Who came to smash them lames? Cat. Rearrange and bless the game.
Yeah. We give it all for cash, we fall for cash. Run up in your ball for cash. Steady cash and revenue stacks. And if we ever lose that, we bound the jack to get the paper back. Now don't get your nuts up to test me, sucker. I'ma be busting that thing, bringing you ruckus. You thinking that I'm weak, fool? Don't make me delete you or sleep you. Chopping the hoop of tent, your hood, I'ma creep through. Just to beat you with a nigga like me and you tell I wouldn't wanna be you. I give a damn about your clip pump. Hair trigger, SK, plus a grip pump. When you're red rum, you want some, come get it, your casket. I fit it to 11 being committed, I'm with it, I did it. And I can't lie, strictly a paper thing. Klondike ain't scraping change. Yeah, I'm stupid. Motherfuckers must have forgot. Climb that cat with that nigga moving all them bolos of marijuana, pills, exos, cocaine, every goddamn thing, heroin, all that shit on Okinawa, man. Trap motherfucking king!
Who keep them blocks bleeding?
Cat.
Who keep them hustlers working?
Cat.
Who got them stash houses?
Cat.
Who keep them guns from murking?
Cat.
Who got that hood status?
Cat.
Who make them respected, man?
Cat.
Who came to smash them lames?
Cat.
Rearrange and bless the game.
Cat.
Who keep them hustlers working?
Cat.
Who got them stash houses?
Cat.
Who keep them guns from working?
Cat.
Who got that hood status?
Cat.
Who make them respected, man?
Cat.
Who came to smash them lames?
Cat.
Rearrange and bless the game.
Yeah.
Don't you like hearing that type of fire music in 2017? I mean, Jesus Christ, that's what the fuck I'm talking about right there. Let's bring on the homie Pittsburgh Patrick. Man, Pittsburgh.
Yo.
That track.
What
I can't
up,
get
bro?
Over that Klondike track yet, man. Did you hear the DJ Zerk show, man? It was a dope show, wasn't it?
Hell yeah, man. Shout out to DJ Zerk, man.
Oh, yeah. That's legendary.
Great interview, too, man. That was dope, man. There wasn't a dull moment in that show, man. You know what I mean? It was a great interview.
A lot of information, very informative. Got to tell a lot of his history. you know what I'm saying, and the history of not just himself, but you know, a lot of Memphis artists as well. Very good show. Going to enjoy its spot in the archive. Man, I'm telling you, we're just knocking shit out the fucking box. And next week, it ain't going to stop next week either because, you know what I'm saying, we got a lot of shows lined up. You know what I'm saying? You got the homie New Orleans Bounce legend and Ricky B, man.
Hell,
that's going to be huge right
big.
There. On the same show, we got the homie D-Tag, you know what I'm saying, out of the Netherlands, fire producer. Then Tuesday, we got the homie OG Ron C, another one that you got for us. Shout out to Pittsburgh Patrick, man. He's going out there doing that shit. He's a real booking agent, and he ain't name-dropping. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going around name-dropping on the show. Hey, man, we know DJ Vlad. You know what I'm saying? He ain't on that shit. He's professional. So shout out to you doing your thing.
I just came into this shit. I never planned on doing this shit. I planned on calling your show one fucking time to congratulate you on 300 episodes. You know what I mean? That was my only intention at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? It's just to call you one time to congratulate you on 300 episodes. And then, you know, everything just rests in history. You know what I'm saying? But then,
and you're
like,
there's
certain guests that I want on, and like we had the homie Doggy Diamonds on. I never even once thought like, oh, we should hit Doggy Diamonds up to see if he can hook us up with so-and-so. You know what I mean? Because that's just not what the fuck you do, man.
Yeah, you don't name drop, man.
That's
you don't fucking name drop.
You know what I mean? Like, I respect the hell out of Doggy Diamonds. His show is excellent. You know what I mean? He's had a lot of huge guests. The last thing I would ever do is disrespect him by using his name or asking him for numbers and shit. That's just something you don't do, man. And there's people that
some
of them
just don't understand.
Years.
You know what I'm saying? The simple basic rules.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? As
that's
far as the game goes.
If we were to hit up Doggy Diamonds or use his name to try to get a guest, that is the biggest slap in the face to what Doggy Diamonds has done. Like, you should respect the work he's put in to get those guests. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You shouldn't
people don't realize how hard it is to
short
do so.
Bullshit. You know what I mean? So all the guests
booking
that you've had,
guests.
I mean, that's just a smack in your face. You know what I mean? So fuck all that bullshit. Fuck all these people.
Oh, yeah, sure, man.
Man, real shit.
Well, we're keeping it moving. And then Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, we got another double episode Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? DJ Creed is going to be on first, followed by the homie TC. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be a dope show. We got a lot of good music coming out off of that as well. Then the day after that, Thursday, man, we got the homie Crooked Eye, Slaughterhouse. You might know him. He's got some new music coming out, so we're going to be definitely chopping it up with him, seeing what's going on with him. We're just going to knock it out tomorrow, episode 40, Underground Saturday Night. Those of you that tune in to the Murder Man's Music Show, tune in to Underground Saturday Night as well. Make sure you check out the music, Mac J, Velvet Rose are playing, the news, and all the stuff's going on. And Sunday we got the Church of Reality. We ain't stopping. But
hey Prez, real quick.
Us, we appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
yeah,
Prez,
yeah.
Real quick, brother. Sorry
what's
to
up?
Cut you out. Just want to make sure we got this out there, man. On Monday, not only do we have New Orleans Bounce legend Ricky B and D-Tag from the Netherlands, an hour before that, you can catch us all on No Fucks Given Radio. Catch everybody from Murder Mass Show. You can interview by No Fucks Given Radio. So it's kind of like a triple episode, kind of. You know what I'm saying? So
we're going to invade
No
Fucks Given Radio for a little bit and chop it up.
Yeah, man,
and
it's going to be fun, man. Them motherfuckers, their show is interesting as hell. Their host is, he's a little out there, man, but he's good people and shit. Like,
hey,
I'm on
not
that.
All there either, brother. So we'll mess
he likes to have fun with it and shit. You know what I'm saying?
One
so
guy called
into
the show, earlier today, and he called in his show, and he's like, I'm like, you want to come on and talk to Zerk? And he's like, yeah, but first let Zerk talk. And I was like, no, man, I'm just going to let you talk. How about that? Like, of course I'm going to let Zerk talk. You think I'm going to just bring you on and say, sorry, Zerk, the show ain't going to be about you tonight. We're going to, this random caller from Randomsville, we're going to have the whole hour behind him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to mesh good with No Fucks Give Radio, man. Shout out to them guys for having us. And shout out to everybody else that's wanting to interview us. We've been putting in work for years, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie T-Rock. I just heard he's going to be dropping 10 albums. You know what I'm saying? I reviewed, I had the pleasure of reviewing some of his music back in the day in Murder Dog. You know what I'm saying? 10 albums. Wow. Now, when
10 albums on one day?
10 albums on one day. He's gonna try to up the ante a little bit. We had him on the show the last time, or well, the time before last. He said he was done. He was going to do a double album, and that was it. And then last time we had him on the show, I says, well, what made you change your mind? And he says, well, K-Reno dropping them 7 albums, man. He's like, that was good for hip-hop. And I kind of figured, man, knowing T-Rock and the type of discography of music that he has and his work ethic, I kind of figured in the back of my mind, man, I bet you he's going to try to do 8 albums. Well, here he comes. I'm going to do 10. You know what I'm saying? He's 40, probably going to come out and say, I'm going to do 15. You know, and then K. Reno, you know, do 20. I mean, you know, but I tell you what, that's going to be phenomenal.
That's
if he pulls
cool,
it off,
man.
Which I'm sure he will, it's going to be phenomenal for hip-hop right there. Shout out to him.
That's
shout out to
cool,
K. Reno for dropping the 7 albums last year.
The underground's living great right now, man. And the legends, man, like, we're in a good place, man. I think a lot of people had enough of that bullshit that's out there, man. Because, I mean, everything from
yeah.
K. Reno to drop 7, T-Rock's dropped
dumb
10.
Pain fucking shit.
Yesterday.
Every artist wants to T-Pain their voice. Every artist wants to copy the trends, man. So, nah, the underground is where it's at. You know what I'm saying?
People are working together.
And all that
you know what
bullshit.
I mean? A lot of collab albums together. We just got the news yesterday that Koji Rap is coming out with another album. So, like, there's this all kinds of good shit going on, man. And you know,
Koji Rap on the show.
Just had enough of that. You know.
It's coming around, but you just got to get the younger generation off of that shit and hopefully turn them out of some good, positive music. But I'm gonna tell you what, we're gonna go to another track. Let's give them another fucking dope ass song, man. This is Ice Water Slaughter, Time of My Life featuring Little Rascal. You know what I'm saying? Another H Town anthem. We'll be right back.
Mike B, oh they gonna love this one, man. AJ Barlow, man. My only proud man is that these youngsters get a grip, man.
Power smoke. Sunday. Hope my son hear my cry and hear what daddy was saying. Here today, come tomorrow, y'all, that's a true saying. Sometimes I glaze at the sky and have to say amen. When I salute, I two-hand, and it's a reason for that. I love my hood, and when I leave, I have to come right back. Ain't no ifs, ands, or maybes, I don't have to think twice. Tie my chucks and walk my road now. I'm living the time of my
on the TV eating Cinnabons. Mama praying through a storm, we always had one. Plus she had to hustle hard just to keep them lights on. And she lonely, God sent her a spouse. So at 17, I'm no longer man of the house. It's all good, I'm a man, I can figure this out. Plus the streets is calling, let me see what it's about. Little homie, pack a strap and keep a stiff crew. When you hustle in the hood, that's what you gotta do. I did that times two, and what I found out is penitentiary chances versus death is the round out. I served the smoke on the south side of town. Looked him in his eyes and saw that crack was taking us down. For some reason I had a conscience of my people as a whole. Money's good, but ill-gotten gain will delete your soul. I ain't a drug dealer, I'm a life giver. I picked up the mic, now I stand and deliver. In the hood, man, we do what we wanna. Can't nobody stop you, boy, man, I'm hot as a sauna. I ain't trying to preach you, man, we all do what we gonna. But you guaranteed the answer for your deeds when it's over. Little homie, just take it slow. You ain't gotta pump cane no more. You ain't gotta push extra hay. That was then, it's a different day. God gave you a gift, so if you stand stiff, he gon' make good. I promise you this. Sometimes I'm walking and I look at the sky and see how blessed I am. And I wanna ask why, but God reigns on the just and the unjust alike. So I may never know the answer to my question. He's just that tight. I trust him fully. I ain't gotta think twice. I tie my chucks and let them hang, dog.
I'm living the time of my life. When his dog gonna give me my sight.